Well, today the head of FEMA said that for the first time, the Trump administration will trigger and use the Defense Production Act, drawing up contracts to pay private companies to produce thousands of COVID-19 test kits. But President Trump is doubling down on the possibility of loosening social distancing guidelines soon. As Jeremy just said, the president's saying we can't let the cure be worse than the problem, despite his own Surgeon General warning yesterday that this week it's going to be bad. NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow is here. And Scott, for many, this came out of nowhere. So is there pressure on the president to loosen restrictions after the 15 days of social distancing? They're going to be up next week.
Yeah, well, there's certainly different kinds of pressure here. There is the most important pressure to slow down the transmission and the mortality curve, which means sticking to the restrictions, maybe even strengthening them. But President Trump is clearly hearing from people worried about the long-term economic impact of a shutdown or a slowdown. And you have heard him suddenly shift gears and repeat the same few points in recent days. That line about the cure not being worse than the problem and that we can do two things at once. Earlier today, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said he thinks President Trump wants to do something in the next 2 weeks in terms of reopening the economy. The idea of reopening places that are not hot zones, as he put it, in order to help the economy. Of course, that would be directly contradictory to public health experts and many of the governors who actually imposed these restrictions.
Well, his expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, was with the president yesterday at the task force briefing. What's been her reaction to this?
Well, she repeatedly stressed the importance of social distancing, of sticking to this initial guidance of keeping a distance, staying at home as much as possible during this 15-day national window. It's worth pointing out we're only a little more than halfway through that window, and now we're talking about getting things started again. She was asked directly a few times whether she agrees or disagrees with this new push. She did not weigh in on that directly. She only said that she and other experts are continuing to look at evidence and will be giving the president information as the White House decides what to do next.
By the way, a Democrat has also talked about fine-tuning this. New York's Governor Cuomo floated the idea of younger people maybe going back to work, older and more at risk, continue to be isolated. But what are other Republicans briefly saying about lifting these restrictions soon?
Well, Cuomo also said that the curve is still getting worse in New York, and it's only going to get worse. You've seen a little bit of pushback from unexpected places like Liz Cheney, a top House Republican, saying the economy is not going to get better if so many people are still sick or in danger. But there's been a lot of agreement as well. The question is, does this suddenly harden on party lines what would be a public health conversation?
Yeah. Scott Detrow covers politics for NPR. Scott, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.